winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello everyone, welcome to The Flash, season 4, episode 22. So yeah, I've been gone for a few weeks, but I'm back. That's been started. Basically, the thing couldn't take six people hostages, because he's charging a battery to another satellite. So Perry and the team have to figure out how to save the people using Flash time. He trains Cisco and Caitlin in Flash time. He realizes he could give them speed temporarily. So in the end of Flash time, they get trains out from the hostages. Cisco makes a little vibe. Caitlin faces them. They rescue them. Barry did it. He's not the thinker. The thinker. Barry snaps one of the satellites. The thinker doesn't know what to do. So, well, he knows what to do. He gives this whole speech to Barry. Now you have learned nothing this whole season. Nothing has come to you. Barry's like, he knows. When the thinker gets away, the tape regroups. They figure out that the boys use their own satellite against them. He sneaks into the future room, hacks Gideon, which means shoots up to the sky. He succeeds in turning on the enlightenment, so now they have a few hours to stop him. While all that is going on, Caitlin is uncovering a impressed memory of her getting into a bike accident as a kid, when she realized that Killer Frost was even with her before then. It's only a part. This only accelerator accident didn't give him Caitlin Frost. She only had him. Okay. Caitlin Frost and Caitlin is going through something very similar to an adventure in Infinity War. I'm not going to spoil it, just in case for those of you who haven't seen it, but there is a character in the picture that's going through something very similar to Caitlin Frost. Caitlin Snow. Yeah. While all this is going on, Cecile is ready to give birth. She discovers she has a new power, that she takes on personalities of people. Then she was a pizza delivery guy, girl. Then she was Caitlin. And then she was in Shaw, and Shaw had to snap her out of it. And the last plot of this episode, Iris and Harry were trying to find the thinker's ex-wife. He may mean, well, Harry wants to recruit her, and Iris wants to bring her in. They find her and decide to recruit her. She realizes Harry is going to enlightenment early. They get her to help the team, hopefully. That may be it. They make a fun episode. I'd like to thank Barry, Teach, Cisco, and Caitlin about the first time. Very cool whenever we see it. I think I like the storyline with Caitlin and Killer Frost. I'm betting anything Killer Frost will be back next episode, but yeah, this is a good episode. This has been a pretty solid year, not great, but not horrible. I like this episode, this season. The finale is next Tuesday. And yeah, I'll give this episode a B. Really good, solid episode. Even some really funny moments with Harry and Cecile. Maybe. Yeah, this is a really good episode. I'll be back in a few days to talk a little about that movie in its finale this week. But until then, this has been